Splash.
Splash.
The stories making waves in the sports world.
The Splash.
Get him up. Get him up, coming. Get him up.
All right, we have another moral victory for the Phoenix Suns. They lose to the Lakers last night in a game that seems to have a lot of people more happy than unhappy. I'm a little bit of both. I'm not as happy as a lot of people are today, because I don't think the Suns played really good defense. In fact, their interior defense was kind of really shoddy at times last night. But I guess the fact that they had a chance to win against a really good team at home kind of furthers the narrative that they are legit, for real.
Yeah. When do we, and we're not there yet, but when do we get to the point where moral victories don't matter? There's no way it would be 10 games into this season. I'm happy with what I saw last night for the most part. But is that later this year? Is that 3 years from now? Like, what is that?
It's a great question. It's a really good question, because I think what it does is it shows how traumatized we really are as a sports market.
It really does.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like this is kind of exposing all the wounds and all the stuff that we've swallowed for 10 years, where this is like a cause for celebration.
Well, we do it with every team. So you're right. It is the sports market.
Yeah.
We're excited about the Cardinals that do have three wins.
This is the year of moral victories, because things have been so bad that we couldn't even get moral victories the last few years.
No, you're right. And that's and I don't know whether this is a deep psychosis or just a really good time to be alive in Phoenix, Arizona.
Or both. We've been demoralized so long,
right?
The moral victories, we need them right now.
I don't know, man. This is kind of like it's that whole concept of habituation. You get hit enough, it becomes normal.
Yeah.
Right? And then suddenly, yeah, hit me in the face. That's what I know. And then suddenly somebody comes up and they're, hey, what's up, man? They're not, well, you don't want to hit me in the face?
Yeah, what is this handshake you're trying to pull? Yeah.
Right? What are you trying to pull here?
We can hang with the Lakers when they have LeBron and Anthony Davis, and it's not insane to think that. What's going on here?
All right, we're
going to
explore this coming up in a matter of seconds. The Cardinals are preparing for the 49ers. The David Johnson backlash has kind of reached peak level. I might have contributed to it with an acerbic piece today in ArizonaSports.com.
Yeah.
But I don't smell a happy ending with this. And I suppose that the people who are optimists are going, all right, this Sunday against San Francisco, this is the chance. This is when you got to do it.
I've been doing that for a while.
Same here.
We played a game watching the Cardinals game the other on Sunday. A couple of us were watching it. It was just, don't look at the number. Can you tell if it's Kenyon Drake or David Johnson running the football? You could tell with 100% accuracy, because one of them was running and the other one wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really, you know what? So for so long, you could have that argument about, well, you know, the numbers aren't bad. He doesn't look good, but the numbers aren't bad. This is a day where the numbers were bad and he looked just awful. And you wonder what in the heck is going on. We're going to explore that further today. All right, I want you to chime in on this, because the Coyotes beat the Blues in a shootout, which means, and they did it the day after beating the Caps in D.C. in a shootout, which means in consecutive days they beat successive Stanley Cup champions.
Yes.
What does that mean?
On the road, they're the first team to ever do it in NHL history.
With two different goaltenders in the process.
Well, yeah, it helps when you have two number one goalies that you can just throw out there, because typically in a back-to-back, you're not conceding the second game. But you're kind of like, okay, our backup's going to play one of those games and there's going to be a drop-off. And usually the backup's playing behind a tired team. The Coyotes have the luxury of having two number one goalies. They probably have two of the best 10 goalies in the NHL. And yeah, first team in NHL history, which is like 105 years now, to beat the last two cup champs back-to-back nights.
Yeah. And I've seen you tweet about this hockey team. And you do know more about hockey than most everybody in this state. What do you want to say about the Coyotes and their start?
It's legit. I mean, it's the way they're winning is the way they were built to win, so it's sustainable. And you can only take so many injuries. They have a big one on defense right now, but they're one of two teams in the NHL that could take an injury to a goalie and still be okay. You don't want that, but you could still be okay.
Take that, Coyotes fans who claim we never talk hockey on this show. Take that. All right, the college football.
Now to never speak of it again.
The college football playoff rankings have come out. It's LSU leapfrogging Ohio State, which everybody expected. Ohio State second, Clemson third, Georgia fourth. Then Alabama, which is ranked ahead of Oregon right now. Which I'm not sure I get, but okay.
It's inevitable that Alabama gets back in, right? I think Alabama could lose again and still somehow get back in. They just
lose out.
Yeah, they pull this garbage every year.
They
like,
do.
Look, we dropped him out of the top four, and then they will be back in no matter what.
Now, people go, well, you know what? Alabama's loss is to LSU, who's number one, and Oregon lost to Auburn. The difference is Oregon went on the road to play Auburn in a non-conference game.
Yeah, and also,
Alabama hasn't done anything like that.
I don't even care about Oregon. Minnesota is undefeated and just beat a top four team.
And they're eight.
Here's the problem with that argument against Oregon. Alabama will close out against Auburn. So the team that beat Oregon 3 months ago at that point, and when they beat them by three, everybody will be like, look, they beat Auburn.
They beat Auburn. Yeah, Auburn beat Oregon.
If Oregon beats Utah, that's better than any team that Alabama will beat.
But down the road, will it be perceived that way?
It won't be perceived that way.
Because all the politics and all the spin is coming. Nick Saban's going to be making that trip to Bristol. He'll spend a day in the car wash. He'll go on every ESPN show lobbying for his team. He's done this before.
Well, and they've got that big game against Western Carolina coming up November 23rd. So when they beat them by 85 after he builds them up all week, they're going to be like, look, a huge win, too. A big lopsided win going into Auburn.
This could be the year where three SEC teams kind of snake into this thing.
I think that's what college football wants. I think they just want four SEC teams. Why even have the other conferences?
I know. It's a good point. You're right. That's kind of where this whole thing is spinning. All right. Finally, Major League Baseball, a story that we have to get to today because people know my deep hatred of the Houston Astros. It got to the point where it influenced the way I was thinking. It took my philosophies and my morals and the way I view sports, and it really jacked them up during the World Series. Now it turns out that the Houston Astros may have been cheating extensively throughout the 2017 regular season. There's testimony on the record from two players who gave their names to The Athletic, who detailed a system of sign stealing that Houston used that was beyond the pale. It was beyond using some 85-year-old dude with a real sharp set of eyes who's sitting there trying to crack the code with his eyes. This is high-tech stuff that they're being accused of.
And that's the slippery slope, right? I know some people today and yesterday are saying, big deal, everybody cheats. It's different. I mean, when you start using technology and you're cheating to that extent that they allegedly were, you're basically... It's such a slippery slope because you're forcing other teams to do it, too. So is that where we want the sport to go? If you're really doing this.
Yeah. No, it's not where you want the sport to go. We're going to get into that as well. Those are the items we are getting into today on a Wednesday. Luke Lipinski in for Vinny Murata. Now, Jarrett, is there anything we need to cover right now so this show continues to roll like a well-oiled machine?
Cover your mouths.
Oh, what
I said. And he set them
up there. Yeah, I did. So we're good, right?
We're good.
We're good.
Right. Move on to the
Let's
first
move one. On.